When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break.
Presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorns with you. Bill Bush checked out for Hour 3. He's back tomorrow. Hour 3 is sponsored by our friends at NEBCO. Now hiring at Ready Mixed Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. I want to make sure I mention this. A somber note to begin the 8 o'clock hour. Yes, thank you to on the YouTube. I believe Bada Bing has been knowing this. Larry Florence, mm-hmm. former Husker basketball player, passed away last Wednesday. He was a four-year starter, a team captain, and the 22nd player to score 1,000 points for Nebraska basketball.
Last year, I believe in the program, was 2,000.
Yes. Yep.
And he averaged 13.4 points. Low flow is what we called
good
it in
player.
The media.
Low good
flow.
Player.
Good player. I remember him. Well, he was in that crew with Lou and Vincent, right?
He played from 96 to 2000, so that would have been a couple years, maybe 1 year with Lou or 2 years with Lou. Vincent right. for a year or so. Our friend Kerry Cohorn for maybe a year.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Friend of the program, Kerry Cohorn, all-time three-point leader in Nebraska.
Better times. Yeah, Cohorn, Low Flow, Vincent, Lou. That's a good group.
Cookie Belcher in that conversation.
That's a
good team.
And Low Flow was good.
He was good.
He ran the court, very athletic. I'm going to say small forward.
You're right. Yep.
But I just remember, and he was a great guy, by the way, Low Flow. Great interview type guy. And I wouldn't say he was outgoing, but he was a very cordial individual. And so yeah, I'm glad. Who's reminding us?
Bada Bing on YouTube.
Thank you, Bada Bing.
Mentioned that. And Farley had told us that on Thursday morning during the remote broadcast.
Terrell's friends with
friends with Larry Florence. Right. So, R.I.P. to former Husker basketball player Larry Florence, passed away at age 49. Mm-hmm. Wish him and his family well. 464-5685, call or text as always. Saw an interesting list. Now Sip loves lists. We know that he loves rankings and lists. And this was another ranking. We've not really seen this ever done before in terms of this particular ranking. CBS Sports, who I again call the kings of the offseason, they do it every single offseason. This is not Tom Fornelli, but a man named John Talty wrote this for CBS Sports. He says he ranks college football's top 25 worst coaching hires this century since 2000. The bad news for Nebraska, Sip, is that they have a coach on the top 25 and two others that were honorable mention in the worst coaching hires of the century. The ones in honorable mention, you might ask, who are those? Would be Bill Callahan, which I think you and I both disagree with him being on in this conversation.
I'm not sure he should be in it, but go ahead.
Scott Frost, that probably fits. He was 15-31 at Nebraska.
It was an abject disaster.
But he's not in the top 25. Mike Riley, however, is at number 23. This is the comment from CBS Sports on him being one of the worst hires of the century in college football. It says, the record itself is not bad, like Scott Frost was, who just missed making this list. But when you fire a coach in Bo Pelini, who won at least 9 games 7 straight years, you better nail the replacement. Nebraska got a guy to improve the program that who's only won 9 games once in the preceding 5 years and had a 12-13 record over the previous two seasons. It wasn't the slam dunk that Nebraska needed to justify dumping Pelini, and the lackluster results shouldn't have surprised anyone. Riley had one 9-win season in 2016, but the Huskers declined, and it led to an improbable 8-year bowl drought for a program that had won 3 national titles in the 90s.
The decline was real. This is when you read the sort of the criteria that CBS Sports put out for how they determine this list. It wasn't simply about one loss record.
Nope.
The other factors that CBS Sports took into account on this, what I regard as a fabulous list.
It's well done.
It is really well done. This is the other criteria. Think about this and think about what I'm telling you right now in the context of Mike Riley. In the context of Mike Riley, more than anybody at Nebraska, that more than Frost, more than Callahan. Did the hire make sense in the first place?
No.
It really, God, this is where I should have, and maybe you have this at your ready. This is where we should invoke Tom Stevens, who went on air the day of the Mike Riley hire.
The moment it happened.
The moment it happened. The show. Tom Stevens went on air the moment it happened and said this would not work. And he was very explicit.
He was pissed.
But he had a great, it was a memorable
Sort
of rant.
Mike Riley has never been elite ever. He's had a few nice seasons, otherwise was mediocre at Oregon State. Went to the NFL and failed with the Chargers, then went back to college football, failed again.
So again, CBS Sports, there's 4 things that consider. Did the hire make sense in the first place? You're saying with Riley, no.
No. And by the way, stop there for a second, because Sean Ikor has tried to explain one of the reasons, but basically he was the complete opposite of Bo Pelini.
Right. Oh, he was, yeah.
Complete opposite person.
Yeah.
Personality. Everything.
He was. Okay. Second thing that the CBS Sports considered in this. Did the coach's predecessor have success?
He did.
That was a problem. That was a big problem. We covered that. Okay. Third thing. Does the program have the resources to win? Yeah. Yeah, Nebraska has the resources to win. That's why this dip, this decline has been so confusing to a lot of people. It's still Nebraska. There's still a lot of resources. There's still, just at the very base level of there's a sellout streak. I mean, it's bizarre. And then why didn't it work? Now there's myriad reasons why it didn't work with Riley. Myriad. I mean, just one that comes to mind was there are so many things that happened during that period, but one of the most bizarre was that we came to find out that the head strength coach wasn't accredited.
Yeah.
he didn't have the necessary accreditation to have the job. That sort of flew under the radar a little bit, but that was the sort of thing that was happening. This is a discussion, and you don't have to agree with me on this. And you're younger, so I'm kind of directing the discussion towards you. When I was your age,
34.
Yeah, this is sort of embarrassing to admit on the air. I know that in my mind, a lot of the time, and I don't think you're this way. I think you're more savvy than I was when I was 34.
I would always
think this. Okay, the AD making the hire surely is a smart individual and qualified for this job and will not make a stupid hire, knows more than I do, and will not hire someone incompetent, because why would you do that and how could you do that? Especially if you've ascended to the level where you can be Nebraska's AD, you must have a level of competency that would engender trust.
Well, if you went to any AD's office anywhere, it's a person that knows how to speak. They're somebody that you should be able to trust. That's
right.
That. If you are being hired for that role, you should be, like you said, a very smart, savvy person.
You should be.
And it's incredible how often they get it wrong.
What? That's what I've learned through the years. No, don't. That's what I would tell a 20-something. No, don't just assume these people are smart. Don't do that, because often they're not.
But they've been vetted. They've had tons of interviews. There's a board that helps hire the AD in general.
Right. But think about...
Everybody's wrong if you hire that guy.
Well, yeah, just think about how incompetent Eichhorst was. And this hire is a very stark example. It was a terrible hire, and it was made by Eichhorst and nobody else. That's the other thing. It was an Eichhorst hire. There was no board. You know, I think that they announced that there would be this hiring, you know, these people that would help with the hire, a hiring committee. The committee was never involved. Well, it was the Sean Eichhorst.
Don't forget, though, also, I mean, one of the reasons that cued Tom Stevens' meltdown is that there had been fake rumors, but rumors going on that day that Jim Tressel's interested in the job. That Jim Tressel got a lot of weird smoke and buzz. It was never real.
He did.
But people are thinking, oh my God, we could get the vest in here.
Right. Now that would be something.
Fresh off just a couple years away from Ohio State with the whole tattoo gate. Bring him in. There was excitement about, oh my God, we could get this guy. And instead you get Mike Riley, because just a complete
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Lack of energy, lack of excitement.
Well, I don't know how you felt at the time.
I was pissed too. I said, really?
I wasn't.
I was. I did not see. I'm not trying to go back and pat my back. I did not have any faith in Mike Riley.
Well, now this is a mindset issue too. It's somewhat of a mindset that, okay, so Tom's mindset, your mindset was, no, this is not going to work. This is a stupid hire. I talked to an important athletic administrator at Nebraska that day who felt the same way. It was amazing. I couldn't believe what he was telling me. I'm like, wait a second. Your AD just hired this guy. No, this isn't going to work. The guy went on and on about giving me stats about Riley, how that his teams were highly penalized, for instance, and all that at Oregon State. And so Tom, this guy, was saying it wouldn't work. Now, my mindset, and you know me very well, I tend to give people benefit of doubt.
You do, and that's a good thing to have.
And I just was thinking the whole time, maybe Eichhorst just sees something in Riley that's sort of the magic formula.
But
that's erroneous. Don't think that way.
Here's the problem, and I think that me and Tom discussed this a lot during that time frame. It's like Mike Riley was mediocre. You gave him the keys to the minivan, and he was a bad driver. What makes him be a good driver to give him the keys to the Corvette, which Nebraska was? If you couldn't drive the minivan, how can you drive the Corvette?
Right.
No, he was mediocre. He's a mediocre coach.
I tried.
He's not bad. He's just mediocre. That's who he is.
Right. He's 19-19.
Right. That's Mike Riley to a T. He is a mediocre football coach.
Right.
He's not horrific. He's not great. He's okay. You didn't need an okay coach to replace a 9-plus win coach.
But what you got in Mike Riley that was in direct contrast to Bo, you got a yes man, basically. Someone that would go along with the AD, go along to the extent that the AD essentially made the Bob Diaco hire.
Yeah.
You know, that Eichhorst could control this man.
The energy bus. Remember that book?
Yeah. He could control this man. Yeah. What do you think Bo Pelini thought of the energy bus? by the way, so there's other examples of this. Like, for instance, I like this article for a couple reasons. One would be it outlines these coaches. It tells you about these coaches that were horrible hires, and it really has good commentary. For instance, Steve Adazio at Colorado State, when he was hired at Colorado State, this is what it...
What's the first sentence say?
The first sentence is beautiful. This hire made zero sense from the start.
Okay.
But some AD, Jake, made that hire. Somebody at Colorado State, high-ranking people at Colorado State, made the hire that had zero, really, it made zero sense from the start. So
AD at that point was Joe Parker at Colorado State.
There's other great examples. There's of
bad hires. Charlie Strong at Texas.
Of lines in this story. Like Mike, okay, I'm just going to give another example. Mike Jinks at Bowling Green. This is, I don't remember this, but this is what this CBS Sports article said. Bowling Green's hiring strategy went like this. AD Chris Kingston looked up which school had the best offense and decided he had to hire someone from that coaching staff. In this case, it was the Texas Tech running backs coach who had never been a coordinator at the college level.
And he went 7-24 at Bowling Green.
The AD just wanted somebody from Texas Tech.
I want that offense. Come on, bring it here to Bowling Green.
The level of incompetency. I mean, I don't know if I would have understood at your age. I understand at my age, a running backs coach doesn't have anything, often has zero to do with game plan. I mean,
it's a red flag when they're not even a coordinator in any capacity.
Kind of it can be, yes. There's some other here's another one. John Embry, Colorado. He's number 13 on this list. He was 4-21. This is the line that got me. Embry's qualifications for the job seem to boil down to simply having been an alumnus.
You went to school here? Get down, you're hired. Let's make it happen, John.
You played football and you're coaching, so maybe you should be our head coach.
You're our guy. 4-21, the record for John Embry at Colorado.
The list is amazing, isn't it? You look at a Derek Dooley at number 10. Dooley had been at Louisiana Tech and had been 17-20 at Louisiana Tech.
That's good enough for us. Almost 500 La Tech. Come on down. That one was shocking for Tennessee. Shocking when it happened.
Yep.
Just didn't make any sense. Other ones, as you go farther down, Les Miles at Kansas went 3-18 there. Mm-hmm. It says that Miles had been out of football for more than 2 years and was even pursuing an acting career when Kansas made the bold swing to hire him as David Beatty's replacement. It didn't work, to put it mildly.
No.
Three and 18.
No. I know guys on that staff. And it was worse than it was ever portrayed. He was not a Jake. He wasn't fit to be on the sideline. He wasn't. He didn't
look right.
No, he had lost it. I could tell. I'll tell you a story off air. I would never tell this on air. You know, he just wasn't equipped at that point to be to run a program.
A couple more of note. Charlie Weiss, 5th at Kansas, 6-22 there. That was obviously horrible. Ty Willingham at Washington went 11-37. Jeremy Pruitt was 7th at 5-19 at Tennessee. He went 5-19 there.
Mm-hmm. With a scandal.
Scandal, yep. So the list, if you haven't seen the list, go to cbssports.com. It's on the college football page. It's really worth it. I guess it's well written,
it's really well
researched. I think it's well ranked as well. This is a very, very good job by CBS Sports in ranking the worst coaching hires since 2000 in college football.
And unfortunately, the big takeaway for me, and this is rough, it's rough, but you can't just assume that the people making these hires and then even extending to the coaches have a level of competency that's even close to what's needed. There are hires in here that are astoundingly bad, made by Division I institutions by people making a lot of money. But the level of incompetency is stunning.
Well, the sad part is Nebraska is mentioned 3 times. 1 in the top 25 and 2 in honorable mention.
But I would say this. The Bill Callahan hire, Bill wasn't the issue. He's a competent head coach. He had an incompetent DC.
That's correct.
Bill was competent. Now, what led to his hiring was incompetency, a 41-day
search. That's embarrassing.
Yeah. A 41-day search where the AD, in this case, Steve Pearson, got turned down multiple times. There was a level of incompetency in that search that was startling. Now, Scott Frost, I would not say that's an incompetent hire. Nobody would have seen that coming.
The whole fan base wanted him. Like, right. That was the guy that everybody wanted. Just went undefeated UCF. The golden child comes back home. Didn't work out.
You know, though, and I don't mind saying it because it's been inferred, the whole fan base wanted it. You know who was a little hesitant?
Was the AD.
Was the AD.
Wanted Chip Kelly.
Well, easy.
That's
easy.
Well out there. You'll be in this book too, won't it?
Easy. I think that he was looking at Chip Kelly.
I don't think that's anything that's breaking news to anybody. Okay. That's pretty much out there.
But
for
I wouldn't say Frost was showed an AD's level of, you know, it didn't show incompetence. We're just startled by the result. There's other hires, and I would put Riley in that category. That was just a bad hire. Just a bad hire. And I don't think Eichhorst had a wide net. I think he had to scramble, and he came up with Mike Riley. And I was willing to give it a shot.
It just weren't even like the names brought up on that search. There was none that really of interest, if I recall.
Trestle.
That's it. Who else besides Trestle that people say
Whittingham?
Like
when
Whittingham.
I was okay,
now, Kyle now, Whittingham,
right.
Utah. Sure.
When I was. I've told you this story on air before, but it's been years. When I was on the phone with in my office at the Journal Star with the door shut, with a source telling me it was Whittingham, when Brian Christopherson, our beat writer, just hammered my door. Yeah, hammered it. Brian's very reserved. He doesn't do stuff like that. But what was happening is we got a fax is how we got it back then. And he said, hey, we got a head coach. We got to get some stuff done here. And I was like, who is it? I didn't know who it was. And he said, Mike Riley. And my first thought wasn't bad. My first thought was, huh, that's kind of interesting. Mike Riley. Okay. It wasn't bad. Like you and Tom. I wish we had Tom. Is Tom's epic rant.
We can look for it somewhere.
Yeah. I'd like to hear it. I'd like to hear it.
It was a rough day, and he was right. But that check it out, cbsports.com, the worst coaching hires on the college football page. Well worth your time. Before we get to break, reminder, 45 years in business, Computer Hardware is doing a lot of things right. You can check them out. If you have Apple products, you've got phones, watch, computer, go in Lincoln, Kearney, GI, and Hastings, and go see Tripp in Lincoln at 70th and O. He'll fix all your Apple product needs. 45 years in operation, they're doing something right. Just south of 70th and O, in Lincoln. When we come back, Mozzarella Monday, best of the weekend, $25. The Valentino's is on the line. Text at 402-464-5685. That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.